Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode number
36.
She got it right.
36 years old.
Okay, so it's been a while since we've been podcasting from the last race.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on now?
We fallen down and we got right back up again.
We already did that podcast.
But that's what always happens.
Yeah, we're always resetting, aren't we?
Resetting.
Yeah.
And what always did you, something happens.
And what did you call it?
Now Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
It's like always the first day and the beginning of a restart.
Yep.
Seems like.
So what does that mean? What does that mean to the people that listen and watch?
So, like we were discussing, like, you get hurt, you have to stop working out for whatever, week and a half, 2 weeks, a month. You do some resting, rehabbing, whatever, go in the doctor, then you have to start back up again. And okay. It's like the first day of working out.
So why are you bringing this up? What happened?
Well, like, I have a funny story. So we were in California at John's parents, and I was trying to get a fly.
Well, first we just did a hike.
Oh, yeah.
We just did a five-mile hike.
Did a five-mile up-the-hill hike, non-Texas way, California
hills.
And so we did fine.
It was two and a half up and two and a half down.
I wasn't really that tired, but I guess my muscles were tired.
Because you don't work those muscles going up and down.
No. So we got home, right? Yeah. And the stupid fly they were talking about, that we kept trying to catch the stupid fly. And so I was in the bathroom. I trapped it in the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this fly. So
the simple
things. And I got my towel. I got this little towel.
Yeah,
hand towel. And I was whapping it.
Across the bathtub.
I reached across. My shoulder popped out. And then after I popped it back in.
You were falling down.
When I was falling down, my calf tightened up. And I fell down. So I wanted to scream, but I didn't want to freak out everyone and them get hurt and stress out. So I just kneeled down and cried.
Over the bathtub.
Over the bathtub. And then I'm like, John, get in here. So I crawled to the bedroom and asked him to rub my leg out.
Because
it felt like a Charlie horse. Because it like cramped and it squeezed. So probably from the hike.
Probably, yeah, because your muscles weren't used to that.
Yeah, but I wasn't tired.
No.
But.
No, you had the fitness for the distance and the endurance. It's just different muscles going up and down. Remember, going down was harder. Our quads were all stressing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't do that. And so, and then what happened to me last Thursday, I was doing hill intervals and I was going to do 10 hill intervals.
That's dumb.
And I lost count. And on my...
There was too many.
What I ended up doing, number 11...
How many did we do before?
Five.
Why did you do so many?
Because I was doing fine after five. So I just kept going. So I was only going to do 10, but then I lost count. And then, of course, what happened on my 11th one, my bottom of my stomach started cramping up. That's weird. It just, like... Like someone gut
punched. Well, I remember
me.
John said that if I do too many, it's bad. But John went on his own because I was working late. And he's like, I'm just going to do these 10.
I'm going to hide.
Yeah.
The coach doesn't do what the coach tells everyone else to do.
But poor John. He did hurt himself. I feel bad.
I thought I had a hernia. I was like, no, that's not what it was.
But it's feeling better.
Yeah, after we went swimming today. So, because twisting it hurt. Walking uphills hurt.
But moving around just...
Moving around made it better. Getting on the bed.
And then yesterday I got to go out for a run, so I'm doing better. But I'm wearing a compression, so it keeps it all in. A compression sock, I don't know if people know.
Yeah.
Compression socks.
Or compression sleeves.
Yeah.
Yes. We have sleeves.
What are compression sleeves for?
Same thing. To keep everything in. I started buying them when I started getting calf cramps.
No, for arms.
Oh, for the... I don't know. They're also cooling sleeves. You put water on it and it evaporates.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, yeah, but on your calves, it's to compress it and keep you
from
cramping.
Yeah, so if you ever have a cramp in your calf, just get some compression... What are they called?
Sleeves.
Or socks.
Yeah, socks. Or socks.
Yeah, and it really helps.
They had those new ones they were advertising on Iron Man. I saw some people wearing... They had little dots on the back of them.
But I'm not going to wear them all the time. It's just good for when you get hurt.
Right.
Or you can wear them when you're hot.
And pour water on it and have it evaporate.
Yeah.
That doesn't work in Houston.
I know.
Because of the humidity.
Then you get the crinkly...
There's no evaporation.
Crinkle skin.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Because you don't dry up.
Okay, so we went to California. We did some workouts in California.
It was awesome weather.
Talk about how different the workouts are while we were there compared to doing them here.
Yeah, I did fast paced run.
Why? Why was it
cool?
The weather was cooler.
No humidity. It was awesome.
Yeah, so
50 degrees, but then it was like 100 degrees in the afternoon. You go from
no humidity
50,
though.
You go from 50 to 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big swings in temperature. I forgot that when we lived there that we had such big
50 to 100.
That we had big swings.
But here it's not, is it?
It's like 70 to 90.
Yeah.
With 100% humidity. Or 80 to 90. Yeah, so I was that first run we did. I was like,
"Oh, wow." Yeah, that was awesome.
I was
Wasn't
running
it?
A whole minute mile faster.
Yeah, so was I.
I thought you would take off and I was like with you. I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Well, I was trying to go slow because of my hips were still bothering me.
Oh, yeah, you had a hip thing too. But they're better now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the next day we walked.
I don't know why they're good now.
Yeah. The next day we walked. We just did a walk.
Yeah.
That was nice. Mm-hmm. 4 mile walk.
Yeah, we should do that sometimes.
Here? In the humidity? In the heat and humidity?
No, like when it's not.
So in the winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
we went on another run separately,
mm-hmm.
right? We ran to, was that Sundial Bridge?
Yeah, I did a 6 mile and then I did a 5 mile.
So if you go on YouTube, you can see Caitlin running across it. I put a short on there.
Yeah, it's
and
really
then
pretty.
I did a run across it with my funny videos that I take of me running.
You bouncing around.
Showing the scenery. And then...
it's beautiful, but I still couldn't live there.
Anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's different. It's just different living. But, you know...
People like it.
We like it here. People think that here's weird.
And we also, in California, we went to the lake.
Oh, yeah. The very, very cold lake.
Yeah.
In May. It's still cold because
it was hot.
But it's water that comes off of the mountain.
Yeah.
So it's snow water.
So it was, May 31st. We went swimming around about that time.
May 30th.
And it was like 90 degrees when we went, but the water was...
Like 40.
50s.
50s.
So John stood and watched me while I jumped all the way in.
Yeah.
It was really, it woke you up.
There's a picture, we have a picture of you swimming with the geese in mm-hmm. the lake, swimming in the lake.
That was fun.
But that we used to go out there, swim all the time.
Yeah.
In August.
Yeah.
When it was warmer. But not in May.
Yeah.
And then what else? Then we do that hike. I forgot.
That was
fun. I forgot what it was called now.
It's a weird name.
We have Chamise Trail Peak. So we took a picture of that. You could see Shasta Dam, Shasta Lake, and Mount Shasta
mm-hmm.
from the top. So Took a video of that. That's also on YouTube. Did you do anything, post anything on Instagram?
No.
You didn't?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, what?
I posted on Instagram.
Okay, what'd you post?
I forgot.
Okay. So you can check those out. But going back to starting over on Groundhog Day, repeating the same starting over training. So we're doing a sprint in 2 weeks, so we pared back all the training since we're not doing half Ironmans now.
Yeah, we're just out to have fun and be healthy now.
Yeah, so, I mean,
unless you really, truly, you didn't have to stop just because I stopped.
Well, we're switching. I wouldn't be running 10 miles or 8 miles to go do a 3-mile sprint triathlon. That's why I was doing hill intervals, so I could work on being a little faster.
Well, because those are later.
And then doing shorter runs, tempo runs, more tempo runs. Swims, shorter, much shorter. We did some interval swims. Today we just did 2 500s. And I don't know, I felt kind of slow because I haven't swam in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, you're slow compared to me.
I was...
Usually John's faster than me.
Wait, you're saying you're faster than me today?
Today.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Let's look at your times later. Anyway. And then the bikes. I haven't actually biked for 2 weeks either. You did, though. You biked to work. You biked up here.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And you biked out on the bayou.
Yeah.
You're just all over the place.
It was fun.
So you're probably going to beat me on this triathlon.
I don't know.
Like you always do.
I don't know. I just want to have fun.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So starting over, again, we do have a training plan on our website for just starting out doing triathlons. And it's family friendly, so you don't eat up too much family time.
You're just trying to be relatable.
Yes. So that's pretty much what we do before work or after work. We just go do a workout, either together, or if Caitlin likes to do them in the morning, then I'll do mine in the afternoon.
Yeah.
When I get home from work.
It is hard to get up in the morning for me sometimes.
Really? You? Wow. It was easy in California because it was 2 hours earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're more awake.
Early. You're awake because it's earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 o'clock there, 6 o'clock here, or 5 o'clock when we used to get up at 5. Mm-hmm. It'd be 3 o'clock there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our sleep schedule was all messed up because of that. And then we had...
sure your dad thought we were funny. Some going to bed so early.
Go to bed at 5. Because that's our 7 or 6 o'clock we'd go to bed.
No, we went to bed at like
Then we started 7. Going to bed later and later and later.
Yeah.
And then Thursday night, we had a thing where we ended up staying up till almost midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, we had to leave at midnight to go catch our plane.
So we went to bed like at 6 because I was tired from the day before.
Because we were up late. Our sleep was all messed up.
Then we stayed up all night the next night.
We stayed up from midnight, got on the plane at 5, stayed up till we landed. Did you even sleep on the plane coming back?
Like a half hour.
Yeah. And then we got back home.
I couldn't unpacked, go to sleep. I was excited to get back home.
Unpacked, and then we went crashed. Oh, no, we were crashing. We haven't picked up our dog yet.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we're not going to make it. Let's go pick up the dog early.
Yeah. We're like falling asleep on a... TV show.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So no more vacation.
Not till November.
Just some fun weekends.
And we've signed up, like we said, for a sprint here in 2 weeks from today. So that is a 500 swim, 500 meter swim, 12.5 mile bike.
Yeah.
And a 3 mile run.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at another one at the end of August, another sprint. And that's all we're going to do. That's going to be it.
Yeah. Wow. Then, cruise time.
That's not till November. From September 1st to November 1st, what are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to still be working out.
Okay.
trying to lose some weight and yeah.
All right, so we're going to keep podcasting?
Yeah.
Because you're still addicted to triathlon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did we finish about starting over? So like, what if people are hurt?
Yeah.
Not hurt. Or
they just want to start doing?
Or if you just start doing one.
Usually people that do triathlons, they're already doing one of the sports.
Yeah.
But if you're not, then yeah, you have to do all three sports.
Can you imagine? I've never done that. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you came from running. I came from biking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the swim.
And you came from swimming.
Yeah, we talked to a guy that he was a swimmer. Which one am I thinking of? Oh, we talked to a guy at the pool before we went to California. Mm-hmm. He did 100-mile trail runs. And he was in the pool and they told him, you should do triathlons. And so he did one, and he did an open water one. One of the ones that we did.
Oh.
And he said he was terrible. It's like, at least you did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't swim. You know, I asked him if I could share the lane with him, and he's like, I'm just not very smooth in the water and I'm all over the place. I'm like, that's fine. Just get the practice being around other people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he did fine, so.
He didn't bug you or get anything?
No, we didn't hit each other.
Oh.
No, he was fine. I just paid attention, so. Anyway, how much time does that say?
I can't read it. I don't have my glasses.
Oh, 16 minutes. 16 and a half minutes. Okay, we always say it's going to be a short one. And then we keep talking.
Did you have something you wanted to discuss?
Well, I just wanted to talk about people that want to do a triathlon. Why should you do one?
Yeah, why should you do one?
Well, one, you get to practice in three sports. So, because when you're bike riding or you're running, that's what your muscles
get
used to.
Yeah, when I used to run and do marathons and half marathons, and that's what made me go into triathlons, because I was getting bored.
Yep, and I was getting bored watching you.
So. John's like, I need to work out and do something.
Yeah, so let's start with the swim. Some people come from the swim, which makes it easy for them. So if you come from one of those, then you'll have to pick up or relearn two of them.
Remember I first started the bike? My first bike.
Your first bike was just a Schwinn bike from
Academy. Yeah.
Just a regular
road bike. John had his race bike.
And I had my old race bike from college.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were just tootling around on those.
You can just start from nothing.
And you don't have to buy special clip-in pedals. You don't have to buy, you know, carbon shoes for running, which I think are illegal anyway.
Try those for the fun of it.
You don't have to buy, if you're going to do a cold wetsuit open water swim, you know, $1,000 wetsuit. You don't have to do anything.
You can just rent one.
I would suggest, if you haven't ever done a swim and you're just learning, either get a coach to learn how to swim.
A friend.
But you just got to, you know, find a triathlon race that is in a pool.
Or watch a YouTube.
Yeah, but I mean, when you sign up for a triathlon, do one that's in a pool. Preferably one that you can stand up in the whole way.
Yeah.
My first triathlon.
We've already seen people do standing up.
And they just walk the whole way. Instead of swimming, they just walk the whole way.
It's so weird.
300. That's all right. You know, they're out there just, at least they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing something.
They're moving.
Yeah, so swimming, just find one in a pool, preferably that you can stand up with. I mean, the first one you did in the pool was with the kids.
Sugarland.
Was the kids, and there was that dip in the middle of the pool. Did mm-hmm. that freak you out at all?
No.
I was wondering if it freaked
just
out the kids at
the
all.
The whole thing was deep.
Not on the ends. The middle was deep.
I didn't pay attention. I just swam the whole way, and it was scary.
Yeah, but you did it.
I hyperventilated.
But like the one in Katy, you could stand up anytime.
But I didn't.
Yeah, the two that you did in Katy in the pool. They're, you just go in, and if you have to stand up, you stand up. So what? You know, keep going.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, if you have to, you have to.
So I suggest do one of those. Do a small one. Don't sign up for a full Ironman.
People do.
Or a half Ironman. If you've never done a triathlon, go because there's a bunch of different things that happen that could mess you up. So swim in a pool, then you go on your bike, just get a bike, borrow a bike if you have to, but practice in it. Make sure you take care of the seat height, that it's not too high or too low.
Inflate your wheels.
Yeah, not too high. Like 20 pounds or 30 pounds less.
Or they're just gonna pop.
Or they're just gonna blow up, and then you have to learn how to fix it.
Which a lot of people don't know.
I mean, there's people that were on mountain bikes on them.
Yeah.
Or those...
the old-fashioned old lady bikes.
Old lady bikes with a basket.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, you just go out and do it.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's only like 10 to 15 miles, so you just need to be able to do the distance. And then the run is just your running shoes. Now your apparel that you wear, we wear tri-shorts.
Yeah.
So
whatever you're most comfortable with.
You just have to be comfortable because like when you did your first one, you just had your swimsuit and you just threw on shorts, regular shorts over, I think. That's what the kids did. Regular shorts over for the run and the bike.
Fancy.
And so you just do that and yeah, just have fun. The run is just run or walk. Some people walk.
But there's a lot of people on these little sprint triathlons that make big deal.
Yeah, don't be one of them. We try not to be one of them.
Try.
Cheer to the people that are...
but those pro-looking people, age groupers, they are kind of cool looking.
Do we look like pro-looking people?
No. But the ones that are like really fast can do it really fast.
With the cool helmets.
Yeah.
Really aero helmets.
They're kind of cool to watch how fast they go.
And the $10,000 bikes.
I don't care about their stuff. I just think they're really cool how fast they can go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I agree. Yeah, they're hauling. I mean, even when you're watching people practice around here, you know, when they're on a good clip, it's kind of cool watching them run. You know, it's like, I wish my knees could do that.
Yeah.
I'd want to go faster, but you do what you do. You're out there to, you know, get fit, and you get fit because you're doing three sports. You're not just swimming.
And it's good to try to do this so you can be strong for when you're 80 years old and you hurt yourself and you can't get up.
Yeah.
But you could be that 80-year-old that you could fall, and then you can easily get up because you are fit.
You know what I was thinking when I was... one of the things,
or you heal easy because you're fit.
One of the things I did when we were in California, my dad had me go in the rafters and fix something. So I had to use my upper body strength to move around in the rafters because I can't really step down. So I was like, and then I had to go under between
your dad said that you walked through the wall.
No. There was the drywall. The drywall the doorbell thing was in the drywall. I had to find the wire and then I had to trace it.
So you had to break through the wall?
No, it was already through the ceiling. It was actually in the ceiling.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I had to break a piece of the drywall to get it out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then we found out I could have just went in the closet and it was right there.
Oh,
on the ceiling.
I see. Oh,
that's where it was. But instead I had to crawl through the rafters, through the insulation.
You could have got through the closet?
Yeah, I could have just done it there instead of climbing around, getting a hammer, taking the wire box out.
I see.
Yeah, the transformer, that's what it was. But yeah, but I had to use my upper body strength and I'm like, I'm 60 years old almost. But I can do this because I can swim, because that's where the upper body swim worked out.
Or like I've hurt myself with my cramping or my hips. My hips are weak, but like when you hurt yourself, you heal a little faster because you're in shape, right?
Yeah, you have more blood flow going through whatever. Your muscles... like your tendons and your ligaments don't really get a lot of blood flow, but you tend to heal faster than if you weren't already active and working out.
Right.
So that helps. And
yeah, and I was talking with John earlier, like if someone, if you hurt yourself, you don't just sit around. I mean, you sit around for a while to a point until the doctor says it's okay to move. But like some people, even after the doctor says it's okay to go, they still sit, but that's not helping yourself.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't go. It's like,
yeah, what'd you say after surgery?
After surgery, they push you to like knee surgery. They're like, get up.
You're going up and downstairs
or
today.
Or back surgery, I've heard, get up. And they make them, they do the laminectomies and they say, get up, move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not going to heal. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anything else?
No.
No? All right. We're baking up here in our... Mm-hmm. Our loft.
Yeah, it's 12 o'clock and I'm going to make dinner early because it gets hot to cook inside the house.
So anyway, that's our life so far.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Maybe we'll talk again next week, before a week before the race. I think we're going to do an open water swim and maybe we'll go ride on the bayou on the bikes next week. And we're going to run the run course. So if you can do that, do that. All right, until then, stay addicted
and try.